Antonio Alves is an experiencer contactee from childhood, from Portugal. His story is across the board, family, abduction, contactee, experience, missing time, men in black, visions and sightings of beings and craft. Antonio told more of his story in part one of this interview. This is about the Fatima experience.
She said, you know, Antonio, nobody knows about this because the church doesn't say, but Fatima doesn't start with the angel show to the kids. The Fatima starts with the code, and the code is 135917.
The one thing you did follow up on that you were able to get of the three books you were supposed to explore is Fatima.
Yeah. The miracle of Fatima. I did some research about that. In fact, I did in the email the NASA in United States, and they gave me three different emails about the stars, about some astronomy stuff.
What did you find out?
This happened like that. My book went in 2010, and I was invited to a couple of talking shows on Portugal. And they have a lady, she passed away already. She was making investigations in the 1977 about Fatima, what really happened in Fatima, and about the three kids, so the wife, so the angels, and so the lady of Fatima, all that. Once they discover, they come with a code. And that time, they said, the lady, the Fina del Mada, told me, because she called me after showing me on TV, she said, you know, Antonio, nobody knows about this, because the church doesn't say, but Fatima doesn't start with the angel show to the kids. The Fatima start with the code, and the code is 135917. And me and my friend, there was a teacher from college, from the area, Italy area, and we would be trying to find out what code is, what they mean, this code. Because the religion, the church, what they did is 13 for the day, 5 for the month, and 917 for the year. And in that moment, I thought that this makes sense, because 13 for the day, 5 for the month, and 917 for the year. What about what it means to be 1,000-something years? Because it must be 1351, and they're missing that one. It's 917. Something is wrong from the beginning. That is not the day. Well, and she asked me, okay, you can work with like the map or something. Can you do this? I give you all the information. I said, okay, I'll try what I can do. I've been trying everything. 1, 2, plus 3, 5, math. I said, nothing worked. One day I was in the living room and my ex-wife, she was in the computer. And that came in my mind, said, well, and I talked for my ex-wife. I said, look, everything, the most important temples in our planet have something about the sky, about God in the sky, from the sky. Why this number? There can be something from the sky too. And she goes to the Google with me. We do the Google, the space, the name of the star. And the surprise is they have a name. The name, but it's a number. It's 135917. And I will say, I don't believe it. And I call Tufin and say, actually, let's have a theory, figure out what is that code come first. But I just left. I'm going to do research a little more. I want to be sure I'm not wrong. The first thing I did, I tried to see if when we discovered that Death Star, because it's real deep in the universe. And it was discovered in 1887, something like that. And it's okay, now I need more information. And what I did is, I never thought I got an answer, but I sent an email to the NASA, you know, here in the United States, in less than 24 hours, because the mail is just asked about that stuff. In less than 24 hours, I got three different mails. I have that in the book. Three different mails from the NASA, from three different places here in the United States, with all the information about that side. They really surprised me. You know, and that there was more surprises it's a style, nobody talking, because it even does, it's not in any consolation. And I think myself, how come they give me that answer in less 24 hours? I call Fina. I say, look, I think I have something here, and I explain why I did that. If in the October 13, 1970, when they saw that two, they said the sun dance in Fatima, there was a UFO, and I have all explained in the book too. And the first thing is, if you imagine, this is what I imagine, if any country got going to another planet and they have the people over there with a lot of a big advanced technology, and they know about our sun, how you to explain where you come from? You must use the name of the code of the our sun, but in its and its planet. I don't know if you understand what I try to tell. And I think this is what they did. They give you the exact where they come from the star they come from, 135917. And I send to her and I tell you, I got a little stuff about in my phone, and I know when I call somebody listening to what I said. And one day, I don't tell if that beams happened in 1970. It's from that star, but it's just one theory, you know.
Maybe that's why you remembered that one and forgot the other two. When the man in black said, study these books,
yeah.
Sometimes that's actually, okay, well, let's see what resonates and see what you pick up on.
Yeah, that's a bit, and it's funny because this happened in 1980, and my discovery is 2012. But they have another thing about Fatima. One day, this happened in 1999, and my ex-wife, she said, oh, I want to go to Fatima. A lot of people go to Fatima. And I said, okay. And when I was there, something happened real strange. There was, in August, there was a real hot. And we just looked it down under the tree. In that moment, I look at the branch. I think I have this in the book too. I look at the branch of the tree, and I don't saw the branch. I saw how the relations come up. You know, like when it's the strong branch, there was the beginner of the relation, and another branch from that one. This is another relation that come up, like, you know, a new relation show up. And I say, okay. And I tell my ex-wife, okay, I know how I go beginner my book. As a beginner with some draw that they explain how the book will be evolution until the end of the book, you know. And there was a strange, and at that moment, yeah, I have that feeling again. Okay, yeah, I see everything, I'm not leaving, but we stay over there for 2 days more because she won't stay. It's like, okay, I have nothing to do anymore, yeah. So I learn what I must learn, and I'm leaving, you know.
You're not done yet.
No. I believe, every time happen different things. No.
Okay.
And I don't want. I want to keep tell the people my story, and doesn't matter, believe it or not, but just tell them.
Well, if you got NASA's attention, that's a affirmation that you're on the right track.
Yes. But that man told me that too. I'll keep going, you know. In November, and there was a funny thing. It's November 99. Yes, I was working in Connecticut State in the city called Bethel, and I was working in the restaurant. There came a guy. The clothes, it's all like brown. I want to talk with me. And I told them, look, I have no time now. If you want to stay here, that this will be closed 9 p.m. and we can talk. I was the manager in that time over there. And I said, okay. But he just went. He just walked out. And I just, 9 o'clock, the restaurant closed, and he was not there. And I'm just drive to my house. when I was in my house, somebody knocked the door. And I just go open the door, and it was them, that same guy. And they said, and he told me, oh, you want to come? You have a coffee over there. You want to just drink a coffee? And we talk. We have a bar over there. You drink, and we have a coffee. And he told me, I must talk with you. I said, okay. I just walked with him. There was not far, maybe 5 minutes. And we sit down, and the guy turned to me. First, he said he was an engineer from IBM. And I said, okay, it's fine. And he said, look, you must leave him. You can stop, go to meetings, move for meetings, and you can stop, see. There was a guy that talked a lot about UFOs going to the restaurant, and he said the name of the guy. And I said, okay. And like that, the guy stand up, even doesn't drink the coffee. He has something in the hand, and he gives me a book. He takes a book from that thing, and he gives me a book. I look at the book, and the book said, UFOs in Canada. I don't know if you have the book right here. Yes, they were saying it's a UFO in Canada, right by Yorko, Bondi Cook. It's a old, real old book. And he just gave me that book. And just walk away. And that was strange because first time he said, so I stopped, you know, the meetings with the at the MUFO. And after that, he gave me this book, the UFO in Canada. And that was real strange, that guy. And he said, too, you know, he said, when you walk, he said the same. They go, keep working. You know, the first time he said, he denied, like, not denied, but say, so I don't do. And after that, he changed, and after giving me the book, and they said, so keep going, and I'm in the right path, and they just walk away, and I never see him again.
I looked up on the Wikipedia file ISS-061E-135917, and it's a view of Earth taken from the International Space Station, I believe. It says it was January 18th, 2020, and the source, Gateway to Astronaut Photography of Earth, Earth Science and Remote Sensing Unit, NASA, Johnson Space Center, Sun, 110 degrees, elevation, minus 24 degrees, altitude, 224 nautical miles, and this is an actual image, Nikon camera, DSSN, 350-2550. And I was like, oh my gosh, here's the actual number, 135917, view of Earth. Mm-hmm. And it's in Wikimedia Commons, actually, and a NASA image. So that was a surprise. I thought, well, let's see if I can do anything with those numbers. 135917, view of Earth, the sun. Okay.
Not the NASA one sent me. The male, it's a beast star. You know, you have another one too close to them, to that star. You know, this is information to the evening, the NASA. No, but you know, this is really strange, all this. I met that lady, Fina Del Mada, the things happened in Fatima with me, the guy in 1980, talk about that, the book. And after that, I don't say this, I discovered, but it's a theory. They can be there from that side, that being, you know.
I think it's fascinating. I think we're supposed to connect the dots. I think that's all it is. It isn't about giving us an answer. It's about, okay, keep looking. Don't stop now.
Yeah.
Again, Antonio Alves. His book is Gods or Civilizations from the Stars. It's available on Amazon and on his Instagram account.
They changed everything. You know, one of the things, when I saw the light and I start talk with the people and nobody understands. It's the time. What I learned in that night is we have not time. We have not present. We have not future. I'm sorry. We have not past. We have not future. We are in the present all the time. I mean this talking I have with you is still gone. Our eye is like a multi-universe. We are many, many eyes, not just one. You understand me? This was one of the things I learned when I saw that light. You know,
your Instagram account.
It's DCALVES. Alves.